everyone here, but in case you don't know me, my name is Anke. And I wonder, who knows how many days are left over until Christmas Day? Amy, 8 days, you must be counting them then. That's right. We've got only 8 days until Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas? Mixed responses. It's a question we probably hear often at this time of the year. Are you ready? Are you ready? Probably especially for the adults. And usually it means things like, have you done all your Christmas shopping? Have you finished wrapping all your gifts? Have you put up the Christmas tree and decorated it? Sounds like an anonymous, yes. Have you maybe sent your Christmas cards or given them? Have you finished baking all of the Christmas goodies? And is your house clean and ready for visitors? Are you ready for Christmas? Now I wonder, yes, we do ask each other that question, but I think there's one more question that is much more important than are you ready for Christmas? It is, are you ready for Christ, for Jesus? And especially we who believe that Jesus came, died, and was raised from the dead, are you ready for Jesus to come back? Because he will come back again. Now, I have got stuck up at the back of church on the pillars and on the walls some circle cards. In other words, they look like baubles, and I wonder whether the children on my say of, I'm going to say, get set, be prepared, and go find those baubles and bring them to me. Okay, get set, be prepared, go! And then bring them, and we're going to read them out loud and see what they say on these baubles. You can come on the stage and bring them. On them are different ways that we can prepare ourselves for Jesus coming back. All right, let's read them out individually. And then as you've read it, you can go and hang it up on our Christmas tree.
Telling others about Jesus. Obeying God. Helping others. Praying.
Memorizing Bible verses.
Confessing our sins.
Reading the Bible. Taking communion.
Listening to God.
Well done. Very good finding, and thank you for reminding us, children. All of those are ways that we can prepare ourselves, and I'm sure there are many more ways that you can think of personally, of preparing yourself for Jesus to come again. And in our Bible passage today, we heard John the Baptist saying, prepare the way for the Lord, fill in the valleys, level off all the mountains, make the crooked roads straight and the rough places smooth. Now, do you think John the Baptist really wanted people to work on the roads? Make the highway straight? Was he talking about physical roads, do you guys think? No, good. No. John wasn't talking about building a highway that Jesus could travel on. He was really talking about our hearts. He was calling people to prepare their hearts to receive Jesus, so that he could walk among them, live with them. All of these ways that we had read out are very good ways of preparing ourselves for Jesus' return, but I believe one of the best ways to prepare our hearts for Jesus to return is to confess our sin, to come to him again humbly and recognizing that we are dependent on him no matter how good we may think we are, there are always some crooked ways and rough places in our lives. Sometimes we can be dishonest, we can be selfish, we can be full of pride, we can be jealous, and so many more things. During this Christmas time, this special season of the year, when we celebrate Jesus' birth and we look forward to the day that he will come again, you and I need to make sure that we are ready. We need to look at our hearts and ask God to make our crooked ways straight and to smooth out the rough places. I know we do it a lot. We do it every week when we say the confession together. But every day we do and think and say things that we need to ask God to forgive us and to make our hearts clean. So I would like to invite you to join me in doing that. Again, let's take a moment to come to God and say sorry to him for anything that we may have done that is not good, or not doing what is good. As we bring these things to God, I would like to encourage you to take your hand, and as a symbol of bringing the crooked things to him, draw a crooked path on your hand, and then as a symbol of remembering that he wipes it all out, that he smooths the road in your heart, you can wipe your hand like that. So let's close our eyes and let's talk to God quietly and bring to him our crooked ways. God, thank you for sending John the Baptist to teach us how to prepare our hearts for Jesus. And thank you for sending your only Son to live a perfect life and die the death that we deserve so we could be forgiven. And now may you please join me in saying the following words together. Father, forgive us for the things that we do each day that are not pleasing to you. Make our hearts clean so that we will be ready for the return of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. In his name, amen.